Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, with MMO. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. Big day in sports.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our opening day was just a few days ago for New York City. You know, the New York City sports. You know, we're going to lead off a little Mets baseball, a little Yankees. Talk about the state of affair with the Knicks as they're slowly but surely just eliminating themselves out of postseason contention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll talk, you know, all the other stuff that's going on in sports. And, of course, we are going to talk about WrestleMania that's going to air in less than WrestleMania. I can hear you pump, man. Should be the biggest WrestleMania ever, man, the way being hyped up.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to talk about that, give a little preview about what's going on, and I'm assuming you're watching the pre-game, so I guess you'll give us some little...
I was, but right now my computer, trying to reconnect it, lost internet connection, so...
Let us know if anything major happens in the meanwhile. And, of course, you know, folks, you know the number. The number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. You guys know the deal. So with that in mind, let's go to baseball. And, of course, the Mets, they opened the season at Shea. I mean, I should say City Field. And they got swept by their division rivals, the Washington Nationals. You know, there's basically nothing much really to say about that. You know, Mets really got their butts kicked, you know, those first three games. But the first game, the opening day, they had the lead, but Bobby Parnell, he blew it. And after he blew it the game, he basically blew his arm, and he's going to be out for most likely for the rest of the season. He might need Tommy John surgery, but they're going to wait a few weeks to see if he'll, you know, if he'll need surgery.
Wow.
So in the meanwhile, the only highlight of opening day was Valverde, you know, Jose Valverde, the veteran closer. He's now the Mets closer, and he pitched well in relief, you know, opening day as a setup guy. And he also got a save in the last game of, let me see, actually, as a matter of fact, it was on Friday night. He got the save, which was the Mets' first win of the season against the Reds. And Saturday, you know, Mets was losing most of the way. And then afterwards, Ike Davis, who was, you know, who's now, he's no longer the regular starting first baseman for the Mets. It's now Lucas Duda. He, you know, off the, you know, he pinch hit and he hit a walk-off grand slam Saturday afternoon.
Mm.
Wow. So that was only the second ever walk-off grand slam in Mets history after Tim Tuffle did in 86. So congrats to him. And now we talk about today's game, which basically John Neas, he made his major league debut. I mean, not major league debut, his season debut, because he was supposed to start opening day, but he was hurt. So he made his season debut today. He pitched well, but the starter for the Reds, you know, outdueled him and basically got the victory. And basically Mets fell to the Reds, by the final score of 2-1. And Mets did not get the sweep today. So, you know, yeah. Reds walk home, leave Citi Field with a victory. And Brandon Phillips, he has 29 hits in Queens, you know, against the Mets.
Well, I mean, the Mets, they started the season, what, 0-3? They got swept by the Nationals. But, you know, it's a good thing that they ended the this home stretch strong, won two out of three. Do they go on the road next, or are they still on the road?
They're going on the road. They're going to Atlanta.
Okay.
To face the Braves, and interesting game, Tuesday night. It's going to be the 40th anniversary of Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's major league record of, you know, home runs, career home runs.
Wow.
But, of course, you know, Barry Bonds, he has an Astro. He's currently the home run king. But I mean, in the hearts of, you know, baseball fans, you know, we know Hank Aaron is really the legitimate home run king. So.
Right. Yep.
But they're gonna honor you know, Hammering Hank, you know, before the game. So that's gonna be a monumental pregame show. I mean, pregame ceremony before the Braves and the Mets renew their rivalry.
Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah, it will definitely be an interesting game to watch.
Oh yeah.
And one more note about this Met-Red series. Granderson on Saturday, he hit his first home run as a New York Met.
Really?
So congratulations to him.
I didn't even know he had a home run yet.
Yeah, he hit it. He hit it yesterday.
Oh, okay. So that's cool.
Yeah, but you know, Mets got a. Like you said, they did win 2 out of 3 against the Reds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, they're trying to slowly but surely climb their way back to 500.
Exactly.
Hopefully, you know, they can win this series down in Atlanta.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that sweep to the Nationals, even though Nationals, you know, were obviously the favorite, you know, in the series, you know, it left a bad taste, you know, in the Mets fans' mouth, you know, basically watching, you know, their team get dominated by the Nationals, you know.
Although Nationals are a good team. I mean, they had a chance two years ago.
Yeah,
they're
that's
a very great team, you know.
Yeah, that's what I just said, too. You know, even though they are the favorites, you know, they did miss the playoffs, but, they were the favorites to win the World Series 2 years ago when they decided to rest Steven Strasburg, you know.
Yep.
Not to mention they were a favorite to, you know, to go to the playoffs, but last year that didn't happen, you know. But, you know, the Nationals look to rebound from missing the playoffs. And
oh, yeah.
Hopefully the Mets can rebound from the last couple of years since 06, since they haven't made the playoffs, or since that terrific season the Mets had.
Yeah. But it's you know, they finished this set strong, winning 2 out of 3 games. So yeah, let's see how they move on from here. Offense is still shaky. I heard a stat where they had the most strikeouts in the first 3 or 4 games than any other team in history of baseball. Something like
that. Oh, well, I mean, I know they struck out a lot, but I didn't know if it was the most in Major League history. I'd have to research.
Well,
that.
In the first 3 or 4 games of the season, I think.
Yeah, they really struck out a ton. I mean, and they struck out a lot today too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no doubt about that for sure. But
they gotta, you know, they gotta. You have a lot of guys in that lineup who, you know, are good hitters but are not great. So you're going to have them being more aggressive, trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Granderson, you know, he's always looking to hit a home run all the time. So he's going to strike out more than some of the other players on the team.
Yeah, I think there was a ball before he hit the home run yesterday. There was a ball that would have definitely went out at Yankee Stadium that that flew out.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw highlighted that.
But, yeah, you know, they definitely are feast or famine right now with the long ball.
Right.
So they look like, right now they look like, you know, they're going to live and die with the home run ball.
Yeah, but, pretty much.
But, you know, Mets, they got to, with that ballpark, they gotta be a small ball team, you know, get on base, steal bases,
mm-hmm.
you know, driving
yep.
the runs with doubles and stuff like that, you know. Singles.
Exactly.
They can't be trying to look for the long ball all the time. I mean, they you know, home runs do help. I mean, believe me. But
can't rely on them that much.
Can't rely on them.
Yeah.
The pitching for the starting pitching has been well for the most part. The bullpen has been shaky other than Farnsworth and Valverde. And I think Carlos Torres pitched well yesterday, too. But other than that, the other guys have been, you know, have been shaky in the pen. So hopefully they can, you know, fix that situation because ever since 06, basically, you know, ever since 07, they've been having a shaky bullpen. So hopefully, you know, they can fix that situation.
Yeah, well, the addition of Valverde, hopefully, you know, that will – also their bullpen, and although Valverde can be shaky himself at times, you know.
Yeah.
But he's looked good so far in his
He has.
In his Mets debut.
Yeah, he pitched the ninth inning, even though it was a non-save situation because the Mets was down 2-1.
Right.
Know, which was the score they lost, you know, at a final score of anyway.
Right, right.
But shifting gears with the Yankees, you know, Friday night they lost to it was Saturday they lost to R.A. Dickey, but today they bounced back with C.C. Sabathia on the mound.
Yeah, C.C. Sabathia, he didn't have a good outing in Houston
mm-hmm.
when he lost. Came back strong today, pitched six innings, first victory of the season. Brett Gardner hit a 2-1 home run, and that was the first home run for the Yankees, believe it or not, of the season.
Wow.
Yeah.
You haven't hit a home run this whole season? Until today?
Until today, yeah. This was the first home run of the season, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's surprising, but yeah. But he had a 2-1 home run.
It's like Mets and Yankees are in reverse or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, you know.
Wow.
But they're scratching out runs. I mean, they're with this one today, they're 3-3, you know, on this road trip. They win 2 out of 3 against the Blue Jays. So now I think, yes, they'll be going back to Yankee Stadium for the home debut. They play Baltimore on Monday. So that'll be good to see. And I hear former pitchers Andy Pettitte and Mariano will throw out a ceremonial first pitch to Derek Jeter.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that'll be good to see. So, you know, they finished 3-3 on this road trip. You know, not bad. I mean, I wish they could have been 6-0, but, you know, hey, it's still the beginning of the season, so we'll see what happens.
So who's starting tomorrow?
It's Matthew's pitch today, so I would assume tomorrow is Kuroda. Yeah, it will be Kuroda.
Right. I think he did pitch the second game in Houston, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it will be Kuroda. So, yeah, 3-3 so far, you know, not bad. Not great, but, you know.
Yeah, it's a start.
Exactly. It's still early in the season.
500, you know.
But I would like to see these guys, you know, hit for more power. And Mark Teixeira is going to be out right now because he injured his hamstring in the game on, I think it was last night, actually. So he's going to be out he's been placed on the 15-day DL.
Right. I heard about that. Yeah, this guy's been injury-prone in his Yankee career lately.
Yeah, the last few seasons he's been injury-prone. You know, hopefully, you know, this is not something that will be going on all season. Hopefully he'll come back and give us some much-needed offense. And Tanaka made his debut on, what was it? Was it Friday, I think?
I'm trying to think. Was it? Yes, Friday. Yes, you're right. It was Friday.
It was Friday.
He won
that game. Although he was shaky, he did give a home run to Melky Cabrera and allowed three runs, I think. But he finished the game strong, and he earned the win. So, from looking at him, he looks like he'll be a good pitcher. His stuff looks, you know, dynamic at times. But we'll see how he adjusts to the lineups here
in America.
In Major League Baseball, yeah.
But that's a good sign that he got the victory, and plus your boy Pineda, he pitched a good game, but he lost to Ari Dickey on Saturday.
Yeah. So we'll see how he does also.
Yeah, I mean that's it's a good start. Who did they give up in that Pineda trade again? I'm trying to remember.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, it was like two years ago.
I can't even remember. But you know, hopefully, he has good stuff, and hopefully, you know, if he stays healthy, he could be a really good pitcher. Just like he was a few years ago with the Mariners, so.
Right. I agree with that.
Let's hope.
Exactly. And speaking of hope, or the exact opposite of hope, you know what team I'm talking about now.
Yep, the Knicks.
Exactly.
Yep.
Man, well, the Knicks, for one day, basically, they made it, they were in the 8th spot. And just like that, they're like, they're in ninth place again, you know, because they lost these last couple of games. J.R. Smith, I mean, he's in a different world right now. I mean, he is
shooting
threes like nothing, and he set the Knick record for 10 three-pointers in a game. But unfortunately, it was against the Heat, so basically LeBron James scored at least 36 points and basically beat up on the Knicks as usual, so.
Yeah, and Carmelo's injured right now, man. You could tell. I mean, he's been struggling the last few games.
And Friday night, he cost us the game, man. I mean, this dude, he had to have the ball. They had like 12 seconds left in the game, and he had the ball. He lost the ball, and then afterwards, he asked. They got a timeout. I think there was a timeout. Like they got fouled, I think. And then afterwards, Felton had the ball. Carmelo demanded the ball, and he missed the shot. And of course, you know, we lost. And that was Friday night against the Wizards.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean,
so we lost.
We
lost by the final score of 90-89.
Yeah, and was that today or tomorrow? Today or the other day that we lost?
Friday.
How much points did we lose today?
Lost by like, 12 points, I think it was. It was like, 102-91 or something? It was like 11 points. Like, 102-91.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and like right now we're like three games in back of the Hawks for A spot, and there's only five games left, so we don't have that much time to make up.
I don't even think Knicks would make the playoffs if they were playing NBA Live, and they were playing against not even the computer, basically. Like, let's say if they were playing against somebody else, but you know, like when you're playing two player, so there's nobody else playing, they still wouldn't even win.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. Right now, it looks like our opportunities is shot right now.
Yeah, it's very close to being official that for the first time in Carmelo's career, he won't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not looking good right now.
And it's a shame, man. They turned it on, you know, too late, man. They turned it on. They won seven in a row. But then at that time, Hawks was winning. And then when we stopped losing, they stopped losing. And then afterwards, we started winning, what, three in a row? But then we lost these last, what, two or three games? And, you know, that it's too little too late.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Knicks are – what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
No, I agree. I'm too little too late. Yeah, I agree.
And Carmelo, man, I mean, he finally got the help he needed. I mean, Amari Stoudemire and J.R. Smith are actually, you know, carrying the load, and not to mention, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. has been doing his thing, you know, for the entire season, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's too little too late now.
Yep. INR to the season. They should have played more serious basketball during the season. Now, you know, you're desperate now. And, you know, it's too late. Should have did that earlier in the season. I know they've, like, 12-5 in the last 17 games, but if they had started off, you know, if they had a better start to the season, they would not be in this position.
Definitely. They would not be in this position. Hawk fans would have been just concentrating on the Braves right now. Shoot.
Yep.
But, you know, because of us, now we're in baseball season right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a shame, man.
Crazy.
41 years without a championship.
Crazy.
And it's just a shame, man. I mean, in the city, man. I mean, the fans love the Knicks so much, man. That's like the only team that unites the entire city, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like 40. It's gonna be 41 years, you know. And it's gonna be like the Cubs in New York, basically, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can't win. You know, it's a shame.
Well, you'd have to wait until next year again.
Exactly. Wait until next year until they, you know, they finally get their act together and maybe make the playoffs.
We'll see.
And whatchamacallit, March Madness news, both UConn teams are going, the men and the women's teams, they're, you know, they're going to the finals.
Yeah. Well, the women's team still has to play tonight.
Oh, my God.
I don't
think
they won yet, right?
Let me see. Who are they facing again?
They're playing Stanford tonight, so that'll determine whether or not they go into the championship.
Oh, they're in the quarterfinals. The women are in the quarterfinals. It's the men.
Yeah, they're in the final four, yeah.
Yeah, no, the men, they're going to play in the championship game tomorrow against the Badgers of Wisconsin.
Right. What? Wait, what?
They're going to play against the Wisconsin Badgers.
Who?
The whatchamacallit? No, my fault. It's the Kentucky. The University of Kentucky, my fault.
Okay, I was like, what are you
talking? Yeah, because the Badgers lost to the University of Kentucky. Yesterday.
Yeah, it'll be That's Kentucky and UConn in the championship game.
Right.
But UConn plays Stanford. UConn's undefeated, and Notre Dame, who's also undefeated, they play Maryland tonight. So.
Are you talking about the women's one?
Yeah, the women's team, yeah. So that the women's Final Four will determine who goes to the championship. It most likely will be Notre Dame and UConn, who are both undefeated right now on the women's side.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think UConn's going to do it again.
Me too. I have a feeling they will.
For both teams, basically.
I mean, I would want to see Notre Dame, but I think I have a feeling UConn will do it.
And speaking about, you know, winning a championship, you know, what we're going to talk about, man.
WrestleMania. Mm-hmm, yep.
Normally we'd start off low and work our way up, but let's just go straight to the championship match, because I'm guessing you, like me, think Daniel Bryan's going to make it to the championship against Batista and Orton. I'll take it one step further. If Daniel Bryan doesn't beat Triple H, in the singles match, I think they're gonna find a way to because I don't know if it's a no disqualification match. I think they're gonna find a way to make it a fatal four way for the championship.
Hmm.
That's what I think.
I don't know. I think Daniel Bryan will beat Triple H, and I think he will go into the triple threat with Batista and Orton.
Yeah, I think so too. But something tells me, I have a feeling like they might, you know, someone might interfere and then it ends up being a fatal four-way for the championship.
Possibly could. I could see that. I mean, I know all the three of them are not so happy with Triple H right now. So
mm-hmm.
I could see that happening.
Yeah, but I'm picking Daniel Bryan to win, you know, because, I mean, this is like similar to the WrestleMania 15 road for Stone Cold, you know, being attacked, you know, by the authority. But back in the day, Stone Cold was, you know, having his feud with the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, you know, Daniel, you know, Lightning's going to strike twice, and, you know, the underdog is going to walk out with the championship.
Yeah, I think Daniel Bryan will win the championship also, regardless of what happens.
And me and you both think the streak will continue at least one more year.
I think Undertaker will beat Brock Lesnar, and the only person I see in the streak is John Cena, which might be next year, hopefully.
Yeah. But I think, you know what I think could happen? I think Sting is going to make his debut tonight or on Raw to challenge him for the streak. Because I have a strong feeling, you know, the rumors are, like, really pointing that, you know, most likely, you know, Sting is close to signing. I don't know. I know they always say that every year, but it looks like this time it looks like it's legit. But I guess we'll find out. By Monday Night Raw, we'll find out whether it's true or not.
Yeah, it'll be good to see.
I think right after the Brock Lesnar match, I think Sting's going to pop up. They're probably going to have a stare down and, you know, point to the WrestleMania sign or something.
Yeah, well, we shall see.
What other matches are there? Shield versus the New Age Outlaws and Kane. I want Shield to win, but I think the New Age Outlaws and Kane are going to win to break up the Shield. But I hope they keep the Shield as a faction. You know, since now they're good guys now, to make it a little fresh. So I think they should, you know, keep the faction for a few more months at least.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Kane and the New Age Outlaws will win, and I think this will ultimately lead to the Shield breaking up.
Yeah, and plus if they break up, it would be a WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. Let me see, what other matches? The Divas Invitational. I think AJ will lose to Brie Bella today, and that way, you know, the future husband and wife will both walk out as champions.
I see AJ retaining the title, unfortunately.
I hope she does. That would be very defining because all the odds are stacked against her because she has a fight against like 13 or 14 other women. I mean,
is what's her name in it? Her bodyguard.
Tamina. Every woman's in it.
if Tamina's in it, Tamina will win.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. You know what? That would make it more dramatic.
Yeah.
You might have a good point. That would be a great win if Tamina won.
Yeah.
You're right. That is a good point. Let me see. What else matches are there?
30-man battle royal.
3-man battle. Oh yeah, the 30. Right. Thank you. That Andre the Giant. I'm agreeing with you. I thought. I'm thinking Hulk Hogan might be a surprise entry, but I'm starting to agree with you that Big Show is going to win.
I think Big Show will win it.
I think Hogan might be a surprise entry.
Yeah, I could see that. I think we'll see a lot of surprise entries in the battle royale, but I think Andre will win it. Not Andre, Big Show.
I mean, Big Show. And plus another thing, when they show all the people who's fighting, or most of the people who's fighting, they end up they stop with Big Show
mm-hmm.
for like 10 seconds.
Yep.
And then Roddy Piper was holding up Big Show's hand. It's like you know they're really hinting at Big Show winning.
Yeah, that's and it probably will happen.
And plus, in WCW, he was claiming to be his son.
His son, yeah, I remember that. So, I remember that.
That all the signs are pointing to Big Show winning it.
Yep.
Plus, there's going to be a tag team match before WrestleMania. It could even be starting right now, for all we know.
It starts at 7, I think, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, the match starts at, the show starts, the WrestleMania starts at 7, but they're going to have a pre-match for the tag team, fatal four-way, 8-man tag title. There's going to be 4 teams that's going to fight against the Usos. There's going to be 3 teams fighting against the Usos, and one of the teams is going to be We the People, and I think We the People are going to beat, the Usos and the other 2 tag teams for the championship.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think that should start at 7, because doesn't the main show start at 8, no?
No, the main show starts at 7.
Oh, okay. Oh, then you're probably right then. Then it will start right now. Well, actually, looking, it looks like it is starting now.
Oh, it is starting now.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I'm trying to think what other match is there.
Well, just one more match, which is Cena versus Wyatt.
Oh, thank you. Right, I forgot about that. Yeah. I'll pick Bray Wyatt to win because that'll make it a WrestleMania moment by Cena losing. If Cena wins, it's just every other WrestleMania, basically.
I think Cena will win this one, unfortunately. I think Cena will win this one because... it's his legacy.
Yeah, it's his legacy.
So I don't see him losing.
Yeah, my mind is telling me he's not going to lose, but he should. I mean, it makes more sense for him to lose.
It would, but I don't know.
This WWE.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it should be a good WrestleMania tonight.
Definitely. You have any words you'd like to say before we... get out of here and thank the fans for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend.
Enjoy WrestleMania. Check out this show, Sports Urban Legends, every Sunday night at 6. Check out my show, IMAX. Follow this show. And then also on Saturdays 11.
All right, you heard the man.